la 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 la.
Shut up!
La. Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 5 of season 2 of the Half Alive podcast.
We're the Law and Law brothers. My name is Law,
and my name is Law.
And we're podcasting from the great city of Schenectady.
And thus, appropriately, our podcast is about failure.
Failure, but also what lies beyond failure.
I was a writer in New York City who never quite made it.
And I was an actor in L.A. who never quite made it.
But although we didn't achieve our major career goals, we haven't given up on our still reachable dreams.
And it's not easy because we're 60-ish year old twins with more than a few, I couldn't say 60 again because we moved beyond that. But anyway, 60-ish year old twins with more than a few mental health, financial, and size challenges.
And speaking of mental health challenges, please, listeners, subscribe, share, and leave reviews for our podcast. And write to us at halfalivepodcast@gmail.com.
So, La, last episode, you ambushed me, and we did an interview with Xarvias, or whatever the hell his
Xerxes.
Epic name was.
Xerxes.
And I think we should. I should confront you about surprising me with him.
Oh, all right. Well, go ahead, confront me.
Well, you consider yourself confronted. Right, and when you come downstairs,
which
I'll
I never
give you
do,
what for? I can hear you coming. It was actually surprising to me how I was so angry with you, La. I wanted to bolt up those stairs, but I can't bolt.
Yes.
But it turned out that it was quite reflective for me.
Really? And you're such a
yes,
reflective guy.
Yes, and you know how much I love to be reflective. I run from mirrors.
What exactly did you think of the show? How do you think it went?
First off, he's an asshole. But second off, he actually has a lot of really good qualities too. And he really tried to dig me and get under my skin, but he was also very kind to me, which made me ashamed and feel pity for myself. Because
well,
I do
that's
remember.
New.
Well, I don't feel any of those things unless I do it the fun way, right? You know me. I'm fun. Hey, Law! I'm depressed. Come on down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, anyway. So it wasn't. It brought back a lot of memories. I'm really glad that he actually was, I think, the only other actor I know that left the same time I did and actually worked professionally. And he just had this way of nothing should have worked for him when he was on stage. Even though he was handsome, he had the wrong voice, he had the wrong way. But it worked so well, and he was so friggin' handsome. And, yeah, and I did. Okay, are you ready, Ma?
I'm still here, yeah, don't worry about me.
Well, this probably isn't profound. And you can interrupt me anytime you want.
Okay.
But what he got me to do was to actually be honest how I felt about him, which was really hard to actually just fucking make it simple. I had a crush on you, and I was jealous, but it was more, it wasn't jealous and envious in a bad way. It was more like a hero worship. And he did break my heart, and it was just to be able to say those things out loud and admit it to him was actually kind of freeing, because I'm never honest with my feelings, ever.
Oh, are you
so
done?
So it was a good
are
show for me.
Am I still here?
Well, it's not supposed to be a monologue.
No, it's not, but I asked you how you thought the episode went, and you went into...
Well, that's
all
that
about
was the episode.
Me. How did it
well,
make
it was
me
about
feel,
me.
Dear? Oh.
Well, how did it make you feel, La?
Well, I
was
thought
he
it,
your friend? Did you have a crush on him?
I'm going to address several of your points and your absolutely self-absorbed response to this. I thought that you, I mean, you left this to me to find guests, right? And I found one. You did
none
of the
work. Oh, you're confronting me now.
I'm confronting you. And then you attacked him, right? You went after him. You, it's... I think you hit
me.
On him at one point. You were rather, I thought you were rather unprofessional and obnoxious, but I thought that generally
me.
he rose to the level of his professionalism. Well, okay. there were times when I thought he was digging at you, and I didn't realize there was any pass between you.
But what did he call me, Roto-Rooter-Law?
I think he did. He was, everything about you was some basement metaphor, because you live in the basement. So anyway, I thought that he actually was pretty good, and he was fun and entertaining. He was very funny, and there were times when I thought, you know, he was maybe a little arrogant, but you know, you think Tom Cruise isn't arrogant? You think Tom?
I don't
Hanks,
know Tom Cruise.
You
why
don't
you surprise me with why don't you surprise me with a. With him as a guest. And see
well,
how
maybe
I
just will. Now, how do I get a hold
of Tom
Cruise?
Did you learn not to surprise me with anything?
Well,
at
that's,
least
that's true. Do you remember the
time? Because if you want, the, yeah. Oh my
you
God!
We were in Los Angeles, and I was visiting you. And I came into the bathroom because you had a phone call, and you were in the tub. And you,
I do.
You went batshit crazy on me.
Well, La, even though we're brothers, you know I've always been very modest.
I was like, La, there's a phone call for you. Get out!
Twins.
Get the fuck out!
At that time, we were pretty much exactly the same weight and almost looked a lot like each other. So it's not like if he opened the bathroom door and saw me in the tub, it would be anything that he wouldn't see when he looked in his own mirror. But I didn't like the intrusion. And see what happened when you... You surprised me, and that's what you did in this show.
I will make sure that I let you know if we have any future guests after that particular
I'm finding
episode.
A guest.
Oh,
who was your first crush? You
my
never told me about, you
oh,
know,
my first crush?
Your...
My first crush was a girl in first grade at St. Anne's.
I'm talking about the one that meant something, a man. A man.
That would be Father, what was his name? Father Brown or something like that?
Father Brown, the young hot guy. I remember him.
Yeah.
He didn't last long. Did you make a move on him and he ran out?
I think
you're the reason he left.
It was exactly the opposite of why priests usually leave. His little fat Catholic boy makes it
abused by a Catholic boy.
Second grader makes a pass at him and he quits the order entirely.
Father, we can't transfer the boy. You'll have to go.
It's funny how in Schenectady they had an Irish accent, didn't they?
It's not fair. I swear the boy won't leave me alone. I'm sorry. You'll have to go.
And he said, frosted Lucky Charms and kicked his heels and he was gone.
Well, what if I found him and he had all these memories about, you know, I remember this doe-eyed, doe-bodied young boy.
Doe-bodied.
Would stalk me.
I was in second grade a lot. I didn't stalk him. I occasionally, intentionally walked into the bathroom when I saw he was there, but I didn't.
Can you?
He was going in, but I didn't stalk
well,
him.
Well, imagine, though, if I did and I had him as a guest and he starts talking about that. You would be quite surprised, wouldn't
if
you?
If you could find Father Browning and...
Oh, that's an easy name to look up, too. Look up Father Browning.
Yeah, in our show, La. I'm sure he's going to want to confront me. What's it, 55 years later?
How would we actually do a Google search for a Father Browning?
I don't know. Like, I guess
was hot once.
Look under like priest with what's it called? PTSD.
I knew that boy would grow up to be a creep.
And I was right. That son of a bitch.
Ah, me. Did anybody ever write us about the. The podcast, you know, were there any positive things or was it all
no,
like,
La,
I
that,
can't
that does,
stand that basement law for ruining everything.
You ruined everything, Law. Well, I will say there was plenty of response since we're
Really?
Irish
were they
now.
Happy or unhappy?
I think we should call this episode The Reckoning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This episode, The Reckoning?
Yeah, because we're going to talk about the response from our listeners.
Did anybody understand me and my pain?
Yeah, I think they all wanted to draw
the real
blood.
Pain. Huh?
I think they
I
all
couldn't hear
to
because
draw...
I was interrupting you.
Just call me Xerxes. I said they will be happy once they've drawn some blood, Law. I think there was... It was pretty
well,
bad.
Let's hear them. Let's hear them.
All right. There were lots of them, and I can't go through them all, obviously, so I selected a few representative ones. This one is from Maya Johnson Hertz. God damn it.
What?
I just realized that.
Did her sister write in Maya Johnson Itches? Probably not her real name. Yeah, maybe, you think. Maya Johnson Herbs.
Oh, you know, why do I fall for these things? Ass. And it was in the email too, you know, like in the name. So I love those things.
I think they're very funny.
All right.
So I like this lady right off the bat.
Ms. Hertz, if you're nasty. Dear La and La. All right, so La, this is representative of the vast majority of them as far as tone. Your episode with Xerxes Barnmuster Weston was appalling. You had a major talent on your show, and let me elucidate the way you disrespected him. You mispronounced his name, huh?
Must you channel her?
Must I channel her? You mispronounced his name repeatedly. That's you, La. You never got his name right, and you were the one that was in love with him.
I never have. I never could then, and I'll never get it now.
Well, okay, that's kind of insulting, though. You think you have a guest on your show, and you can't remember their name.
Oh.
Who are we?
He made me his slave when he was in college, and that's insulting to me, to him.
How did he make you a slave? Because you emptied out his dorm room for him once?
Yes.
He paid you.
Yeah, but I did it because I wanted him to love me, and he didn't.
So you paid him back by mispronouncing his name. And, you know, just because our parents gave us ugly names because we were the...
Culo!
We were the fifth and sixth child in the family, and they hated us by then. They didn't want children anymore. His parents must have really thought highly of him to name him Xerxes Barnmuster Weston. What do you think?
I'm sure they're proud when he was playing Miss Dunballs.
Trunchbull.
Anyway,
you're the one in the theater, remember? Trunchbull.
All right. Read the letter.
All right. Second bullet. You interrupted him constantly and cut him off at the end of the episode. Yes. Do you remember when we were born, La? The day we were born, you interrupted the obstetrician.
Move the lights. Move the lights. It makes me look like I have a double chin.
This is who you are, La. You interrupt. We're supposed to be podcasters. We're interviewing this person that's doing us a favor. We're not paying them. You constantly step all over everything you said.
Don't understand how you. This was a gut punch. This was totally caught me off guard. You, out of all the people in the world, I not even in my wildest dreams did I think that you would dig him up.
I didn't dig him up. I found him.
Well, whatever
you did.
There
are plenty of dead people that haunt you.
I'm properly ashamed at my behavior then and today.
Well, good.
But... anyway, what else?
The third bullet, because the third
my
bullet,
itchy have to say.
The third bullet is coming at you. Basement Law was clearly jealous and insecure and talked about himself the whole time. Mocked the work Xerxes was doing at the Miss Schenectady Diner as Miss Trunchbull, as if you know anything about acting. Then had the balls to beg for free tickets to the show, which you did.
That's true. And then after he gave them to us, we never went.
You didn't even go.
How am I going to go, La? Four buses and I don't have anything to wear.
Oh, La, you could.
I never want to see him again unless he's going to come down here and be my husband.
And then I'll put up with him if he's my husband and not a then second before.
All do... Right.
So it finishes up with a little you know, pick me up here. You say your podcast is about failure. Well, you certainly kept to that theme. The best advice the great and talented Xerxes Barnmuster Weston could have offered you was give up podcasting right now and then fucking die.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. But that's what we did for 15 years here in Schenectady. We existed and fucking died. And we are taking up podcasting now. Why, La? Why?
I don't know, La, after these messages. It was kind of like a baptism of hatred, wasn't it?
Yeah, and instructive, too. So is there another one?
There's one other thing. I edited out that. Ms. What was her name? Dick Hertz? Miss
Itchy Ratchet?
Maya Johnson. That's, oh my God, I can't believe I fell for that. Maya Johnson.
If I was reading it, I think I wouldn't have caught it. I think it's when you
I think yeah, you hear it
read
out
it out loud.
Yeah.
You hear it. I don't know why they always make me laugh. I think they're always
I know.
Funny.
And why do we always fall for it? Remember when we were in school? Jesus, oh, the like nuns the used to and... make fun of us. Anyway, she left out one other thing at the end. She said, and using her language, which I did not include in here, have you two ever been fucked before? Can you believe
what?
That?
Yeah, why would she have anything to do about that?
She wants
what
to
does that have
ever
to do
had
with anything?
Well, I think she meant, have you ever had sex with anybody before? The two of us were, like, oh. We're so disgusting. We're such losers. That...
Did she mean somebody alive?
Oh, that's a good question. She never said anything
that's
about not
any of her
dead.
Business. Of course, we are not virgins.
Of
us?
Course not. We had our slutty fun in the past.
We sure did. And yeah, everybody. We were known around town, Schenectady.
Well, I don't know about you, Ma, but I mean,
the
New York
Smelly
City.
Brothers.
New York
yeah,
City
right.
And LA.
Very uncomfortable with these things.
I know, but still, I feel that's the one thing that made me defensive, which is why I didn't actually read it out loud, except I guess I just did. That presumption that we must be virgins because we're old and fat now, but no. Oh. So there.
Will we be virgins the rest of our lives, you
Does
think?
Does it grow back? I know. That's what I'm questioning because it's been so long now.
60-ish.
60-ish.
Well, who knows, La? Let's not decide what the rest of our life's going to be like. That's what this all is about, right? Yeah, about
that's true.
Making
optimism.
Our future go in a different direction than just existing. Whee! Fun, right. fun till the daddy takes the respirator away. Let me hear another letter.
All right. This one is this one was representative of the not quite as hostile, like maybe vaguely a cousin to constructive criticism. Dudes.
Okay.
The sound was terrible and you gave out the wrong email address about 4 times. That's true. Also, which one of you has emphysema? Someone was breathing into the mic like both lungs had collapsed. Daryl from Nelliston, New York. Oh, well, Daryl, that was me.
Probably both of us.
I could hear myself. It was like...
And it wasn't emphysema. It was morbid obesity.
Well, yeah. But it just didn't sound good. I could have tried to control it.
Did we really give out the wrong email address?
Yeah, I listened to the... playback and I couldn't believe I left part of it out every single time I said it. I was so nervous with Xerxes there and you two going after each other.
Apparently someone figured it out.
Well,
and the sound was terrible. Well, you try to do a podcast.
I know. And the fact
with
is
with no experience and no equipment and no money.
They hated us so much they actually looked up the email address from a previous podcast. That is determination.
Just keep listening, Daryl from Nelliston, New York. Just keep listening. How many emails were there?
I stopped counting at about 200, La.
La, that's actually pretty damn good for my life, my breakdown.
That's true.
All these people wrote. Maybe I should have a breakdown each week.
You know, one guy actually threatened to come for us. He said, we're coming for you, La. But he seemed
Has
to
he
think,
got a crane.
Well, he seemed to think we were making fun of Trump. I don't know why.
Making fun of Trump? How would he get that out of anything?
I don't know.
We're not allowed to talk about politics.
No,
but
you know that
I have Trump derangement syndrome. Which
unless
we won't
someone
get
wants
into.
To sponsor our show, then we'll say anything they want us to say. Right?
Not that politics. We won't.
We
don't do political.
I think maybe that's something. If they were going to dangle some money in front of us, I think I could change my political views.
A right-wing nationalist Christian wants to sponsor our show.
I see both sides of everything.
Oh, really?
I've looked at life from both sides now, La. And one side has money on it.
Let's prop you up on a stage and you can sing it for everybody.
If one side has money on it, then I'm going to go to that side.
I'm so disappointed in you. Where's your scruples?
All right, let's move on, La. That's...
Was there any positive feedback, even just one kind word to keep us going to the next meal?
One to the next meal. I kept one that was just a wee bit bland. It was
oh, I'll take bland.
Not
take
threatening
bland.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Dear La and La, thank you so much for the interview with Xerxes Barnmuster Weston. I saw Matilda twice at the Miss Schenectady Diner, and he was right. Miss Trunchbull is the show. He is a magnificent actor, not a false moment in his performance, funny and scary and somehow sympathetic all at the same time. I can see why he's making a living in theater. There is no substitute for real talent. Well, good for him that he's got, you know, a big fan out there.
I actually kind of wish I had gone now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when all rivalry is dead, I mm-hmm. do enjoy real talent. And if he really was able to do that, I'm sure he was able to do that. I'm sure he was as good as they say. Good for him.
Now, I've been to the Miss Schenectady Diner in the past, and I'm afraid if they, like, set up the area with just those little metal folding chairs, we might...
Sorry, didn't mean to be so lucky. Can you imagine? We just want to slip in because we're so embarrassed that we're on the show and we break both fucking chairs like we have done. Isn't that the worst thing when you break a chair?
It's humiliating.
And it's not even sometimes your fault. Sometimes it's a weak chair that would break for anybody, but it just happens that you're as big as a house.
Exactly.
It's horrible. There's
well, you know what I like?
More...
I like watching those fails videos where, like, non-fat people break chairs and hammocks and things like that, because it makes me feel like, well, at least there's some justice in the world. But it always... And I just can't take that risk. Can you imagine the middle of his, like, big number,
yes.
the two of us exploding?
I broke a church pew. I can remember I broke a church pew.
That's right. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
It's so embarrassing.
Do you remember how mad Dad was because he had to pay for it?
I do remember. La. So it's lucky we didn't go, but I do wish that we could have. I you know, I'm sure this is true. Funny, scary, and somehow sympathetic. That was his MO.
Now, La, I have one teensy-weensy little suspicion here. Is it possible he wrote all three of these letters?
Probably. He's an asshole.
Especially this last one.
I can see why he's making a living in theater in Schenectady at the Miss Schenectady Diner. It's the hardest place to get into, you know, in the theatrical world.
Well, I do remember they had incredible pancakes there back in the day.
La, I want pancakes now.
Oh, so do I. I shouldn't have. La. Oh, food cue. Shouldn't have said it.
I know. I want to eat everything under the sun right now. So can I continue my run from failure if I'm out of breath from eating too many pancakes? Because I want pancakes right now. I want to eat everything in sight. This podcast and these shows outweigh my desire to chase my art.
Well,
it touches on my pain.
So if those of you who are just tuning in for the first time to our podcast, my brother La has a pretty serious eating disorder. I'm just fat.
Really?
But his is like manic, insane, uncontrollable.
Not always.
No.
Sometimes it's a little out of control.
Oh, La. Do you remember the after Grandma's funeral, the buffet?
I do. All Grandma's whatever surviving old friends she had and the whoever was alive, and they all made this huge spread and they laid it out at the house for everyone to come back after the funeral.
Oh.
And guess who decided he could? I had to do it.
Yep,
I had to do it in the only suit that I had. I had to eat everything.
Yeah, but. Do you remember what else you did, La? You were binging and talking as if you were grandma the whole time.
I know.
Oh, this is good. This, look at this. I'm going to eat this up.
I love this. Oh, I'm making this better myself. Yeah.
Everybody was horrified. All the extended family was like, yeah.
Was it Lubine? What was Aunt Lubine from Florida? She heard me and she thought Grandma was alive and she started freaking out. She's back in the house! Ah! Just her grandson making fun of her on her deathbed.
I remember that. Lubine comes running in from the other room because she thought she heard Grandma. And you said, Lubine, you're letting me die. I'm...
with the food running down my
grease
chin.
All over
That's
your
not
face.
One of my... Not one of my best moments, La. So, what can I say? What
I
are you going to do with us? What's going to happen to us?
So I just want to make it clear to people that you can be a big fatty and not have an eating disorder. And I'm going to go on the road. I'm going to be an inspirational, motivational speaker.
Yes, just don't get too close to a bicycle pump, because you'll be flying right up into those telephone wires and electrocute yourself.
All right, La, it's update time.
Well, La, I'm still living off the money you made.
Yes.
I worked one day for Stewart's. They have this thing where if somebody robs the store, you're not supposed to say anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't know any of this. So they're training me, and I'm walking around, and I had to do it in my regular clothes because obviously they don't normally, my uniform has to be specially ordered.
God, so a shame.
And in runs these three young, like teenage kids, and they start taking everything off the shelves, like over and over. And then followed by them, it must have been their dad, a really big, tall guy. And they'd like, and I was terrified. And I said, well, should we call them? She goes, no, just let them do it, and then we'll call later. I just walked out, La.
You left the girl there by herself after a robbery?
No, they left. I mean, after they took the stuff, I wouldn't do that. I'd push her in front of me. I needed her to take the shots.
Protect me. Protect me.
No, but so that lasted one day. And the interview process was a lot harder than you think. And I bluffed my way through it. But I found another thing on Craigslist.
You did?
So Water for Leet has a new not-for-profit that's trying to keep young girls on the streets.
Young girls. This, what is this, 1950?
And they need a basketball coach.
They said, get me basement La.
It's $100 a night, and you go twice a week.
Wow, and, that's not bad.
I thought that I would do what you did to get your city college, and I would lie my ass off.
Yeah.
So I wrote a letter
mm-hmm.
saying that I was, you know, I was a star in high school, Bishop Gibbons,
mm-hmm.
and I've always, you know, wanted to give back to the community. And then I went to bed in a food haze, and the phone rang. And I pulled out of my ass all these things like, and what's your coaching strategy? I go, oh, my coaching strategy is communication. When you're on the court, it's really important to let the others know who you are. So in my mind, I'm thinking, so you can, you know, unless it's shirts and skins.
God, remember that?
And I bluffed, and... and I didn't have to use any basketball terms or anything. I just talked about the importance of proper dribbling, because that's the only thing I do. If you don't dribble right.
Well, you do know something about dribbling, La. So.
Wednesday night, La, next week, I go there.
What are you going to do,
pick up
La?
My first $100. I'm going to go on YouTube.
You're going to have to.
And I'm going to try to, you know, try to figure it out. I mean, how hard can it be? They're just street girls off the street.
Oh, just street. Just,
I don't know what a street girl is, but they're just, yeah. But they're young, you know, they're young kids. It's just, I'll start out like, let's dribble. I don't even know how I'm going to get there.
Like you do,
but
sir.
But I want that 100. But I figure if I just get there and take the $100, I have a successful one first night. Like if I can plan things, like I'll go on YouTube and I'll figure it out. Like what,
right.
What, like, and then I'll just, if I get through each night, I'll be okay.
La,
right?
You have done it this time. I mean, I took the job at Schenectady City College with absolutely no credentials, like a college diploma. But at least I was a writer. I knew what I was doing. You don't know anything about sports.
I don't know anything about sports, specifically anything about basketball except by dribbling.
Oh my, but I'm going to learn. I mean, if they're wild off the street and they're troubled, they're going to drive you crazy, aren't they? They're going to attack
you.
Wild
off the street? Like, what are they, wild animals?
If they're feral.
But I could
do, well, that's how you describe
acting.
Them.
I've taught improv classes before. Kids are kids. I'll make it fun, and we'll work on ball control.
Don't call it ball control, please. And La.
I'll be kind and respectful, as long as they don't surprise me with anything.
You know that the ball is orange, right? And it bounces, just so.
I told them, too, that you must have a background check, and I told them that I was working for Albany Memorial Hospital, and I have it, and they have it on their files, and I'll have them send it to them, which is all a lie, too.
I think Albany Memorial.
So no need to do that again.
Didn't Albany Memorial close? Oh, that's perfect. That's
it
perfect.
It is perfect law. Yes. I told you I took every advice that you did.
That's right.
So I don't know. This is probably going to be a disaster, but I'm going to see if I can get $100 for the first night and be respectful that these young kids, I won't take advantage of their, their need to be off the streets. It'll be fun. I'll make it fun.
Wait to hear next week how it goes. I'm already got something to look forward to.
Well, it's a good thing because I've got, I hate to tell you this, Law.
What?
So I have to at least get through 3 sessions at $100 because the egg charged me $300 in dry cleaning fees for the costumes.
What?
And I called Equity. I'm like, what's going on? How can they do this? And Equity said they got a special report that I was told. You know, when you sweat all the time in your costume, those costumes have to be cleaned every night.
Right.
Sweating is one. But they told me in my contract, it said I couldn't eat in the, and no one could eat in the costumes. And there were all food stains all over it.
Mustard. Why were you eating eggs, though? I mean, I just don't understand.
Milk.
You told me about this. You got milk and eggs, everything that's stained.
So Equity is not going to help me with this, and we owe them $300.
Oh, my God. La.
So once word gets out, probably won't work again in this town.
I don't know. Maybe you could have your jaw wired shut.
Well, all I know is I've got to get through. I'm going to go through YouTube. I'm going to really try to get, basketball for kids, and I'm going to try to get through at least 3 classes to get that paid off.
Oh, my God. $300 in dry cleaning fees because you can't stop eating.
Well, let's talk about what's going on with the city college.
Mine is much worse.
What happened?
So for those of you just listening for the first time, I was working as a janitor and as custodian in a department store. It was a horrible job cleaning the bathrooms. I managed to land myself a job as an adjunct professor at Schenectady City College, which is a for-profit college, online. And
adjunct professor?
Adjunct, part-time.
You mean a fake professor?
Adjunct and fake don't mean the exact same thing, but in my case, they do. And so I told them about the college, the private college in North Dakota that I went to that's now closed, and that's how I got the job. But I thought, so what? They've got a published writer teaching kids how to write. And it has been the absolute worst few months of my life, La. It's just the tons, 50 students, and they all turn in, they're paying for this, they're all turning in their papers on time. And I had to make up all these assignments. I had no idea what I'm doing. And it's just horrible. I spent the whole day doing it for $6,000, I think, a semester.
But the money is good, La. The money is good.
I haven't been found out yet. And they asked me questions about, with these certain terminology and stuff that I have to look up every single time. Like
YouTube. Go to YouTube.
Yeah, but some of it is, some of it, these writing classes, it depends on who you ask. Like, I knew what a topic sentence was, or as I thought I did. I thought I knew what a thesis statement was. But I don't know what a
thesis
control
statement.
Is.
I've got one once a week.
There's something called a control in your paragraph too, which is not the thesis statement, which is not the topic sentence. And honest to God, it's just been absolutely
actually
horrible.
Is it good for you? Have you learned anything for your
no,
own writing?
The students all hate me. They've been complaining about me because I can't get the papers back to them, in a reasonable amount of time. But
are you learning something about your own writing was my question. Brother.
No, not at all. I'm learning something about I'm learning something about my lack of honesty, how it doesn't pay off.
Well, but what are the Law Brothers supposed to do?
I don't know.
How do we go through life honest?
Well, I thought that staying home all day and, pirating somebody else's internet and being able to stay in bed and teach would be
in
great.
A house that was forgotten.
Yes, I thought I was going to be, I thought I would never miss, cleaning. But, when you clean, you don't have any homework. When it's done, it's done. I guess I'm just never happy.
Us. So what do we do? Well, okay, so let's talk about the bigger than notion of this podcast law. Yeah. If you and I keep parroting back and forth what we know, we're never going to get out of this mess. Should we go back to like looking for articles of advice that we can discuss? Because we obviously you and I have some mental issues and physical issues.
Well, I think we need to find something from a counselor law.
Why don't we interview a counselor? We could do counseling live.
I'm sure they.
Why don't I apply to be a counselor?
I can get that diploma from North Dakota.
That's right.
St. Louis's College in Minot.
See? But the audience, you think we're kidding, but that's a good idea.
It is a good
idea. I
mean,
how hard is it? That right? I mean, what do? They just listen and they never comment. They go, good job. You really exposed a lot of yourself today. See you next week.
Oh, that's terrific. Because, you know,
let's clean up the middle apartment and make that our office.
Well, no, I don't want them to see me, and we can do it all online, right? Like tele-mental health or something, and just tell people. And
I'm into
going,
it. We could secretly put them on the podcast.
That's a good idea. Have you ever read Dear Abby Law?
I have read Dear Abby.
All right,
anybody
so Dear Abby has
shit.
Two. She has two pieces of advice for everybody. One is talk to the person, and the other is see a counselor. That's all she ever says.
I may
talk
have problems with so, listen to the person.
So we could do that, right?
I'm totally serious.
After we charge them $180 for a 45-minute hour, we can say, I think you should
bad
see
connection.
A counselor.
Wait a minute. What? I just sent you $100. Yeah, well, that's your advice. See another counselor. Bye.
No, you should see a psychiatrist. You should really, you need to take this up
that's
one
it.
Level, right? Right.
Yeah. You really startle us with your.
Yeah.
You know, with your talk today, you need to see a psychiatrist. You need to be on meds immediately.
Yeah. So, and
press
I can't
one for to leave the money.
I can't prescribe them, but I can give
what
you
if
some
we,
recommendations.
What if we.
And then we try to Google the psychiatrist in Schenectady right there on the spot. Oh, wow. We're terrible people.
No. Well, we need to live.
That's true.
But look how quickly the fantasy got away from the real. Question that I asked, but I like the fantasy better. And I actually, what if we said something like, a counselor is $100 an hour, dial a friend is only $50 an hour. We'll listen to your problems, we'll give you good homespun advice. You know, call La and La.
I think that's a good idea, La.
50 bucks an hour, $50 for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean an hour. So we don't have an hour.
I'm fucking listening to these assholes.
It's very boring.
God, shut the hell up. Send me a pizza.
Shut up. Just shut up. And you know how good you are.
Let's do it. I'm going to do a call. I'm going to call in. Hello, is this La and La Counseling Services?
This is.
Hi. Oh, thank you so much.
What's your problem?
It seems my son committed. No, I can't go there. Let's do something less serious. It seems I was in a car accident that was my fault, and I sent a young family to the hospital, and they have broken legs, but they're going to live. But I just feel so terribly guilty. It's affecting everything in my life.
Well, I suggest that you never eat the turkey leg at Thanksgiving, because that's going to trigger your PTSD. Okay.
Wait a minute. Is this law from Bishop Gibbs?
How'd you know?
I knew your father. In fact, I may be your brother. I can't get rid of you guys. No, do it seriously. I won't do something so dramatic. Let's do it seriously. Let's see if we can
go
through.
What should I say? Like,
I don't know. Make it up. You're getting 50 bucks. Okay. Hi.
I think what you should do. I think you
let
should.
Let me get another problem.
All right,
Jesus
new problem.
Christmas.
Broken
we can't
legs.
Recycle.
All right. Go ahead.
Hi. Is this Law and Law Counseling Service?
Yes, we've established that.
I can't stop masturbating.
Okay.
Sorry, Law.
One rule that I have about counseling is that you can't masturbate, nothing sexual, while we're talking. So can you stop at least for the next 20 minutes?
I think I can. I think I can. I have a problem, though, because it's how I release stress, and I have a very stressful job.
Okay. Well, what you need to do is you need to see, what's the name of that doctor that deals with urine? You need to see a urologist. Because a urologist will help you with whatever it is triggering in your penis, the need to masturbate constantly.
Okay. My name is Susan. Let's do another one. You do me. Law counseling. How may I help you?
Is this law and law counseling? Should I ask?
Yes, this is law and law counseling. How may I help you?
I have a terrible problem.
Ooh, what can I do for you?
I can't seem to hold on to a job because.
Oh, my goodness. Well, sir, could you give me your credit card numbers again? Could you give me your credit card numbers again, please, before you go for...
I tend to lie about my qualifications.
Well, lying is very bad, sir. Why do you feel the need to do that?
Well, I don't actually lie. I have to sit up most of the time because I have a terrible indigestion. But I just feel like, as far as not telling the truth,
Never run from the truth, my son.
I know, but the truth is so boring, and my stories are so much fun. And so I just like to tell stories, even though they're not real. And so I get these jobs, and then I get fired because they find out that I actually am not a biochemist.
Well, do you have fun embellishing when you're doing it?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Then take the joy when you can get it.
But what should I do about all these lawsuits that I have?
I'm in over my head, sir. I don't know.
No. This is
how
what,
do you
Mom,
feel?
This is
wait.
What
okay,
you
sorry.
Say.
Well,
this,
we'll go
next
well,
level.
No, I want to keep it going because I have to get 20 minutes. So how do you feel about your lawsuits?
I feel terrified. I can't sleep at night, but I can't stop lying. All right. So we.
How does
go
it
like
feel to be terrified, sir?
Click, so, Lob, at some click. Point, you got to ratchet it up. Okay, I think this is...
I really need a
psychiatrist.
I think that your problem requires a little more help than what we can offer here at Law and Law Counseling Services.
Okay.
You need to see a psychiatrist. In fact, we happen to have... At Law and Law, we have a psychiatrist phone number here. Why don't you hang up and call them back? Law, that's how we can do it. We can just keep referring them back and forth.
That's true. And we can change our number, too, frequently.
Right. We'll play the psychiatrist. But before we administer any medication or something, which we can't do, we'll just refer them to the next one. You need to see a chiropractor. What do you look like, sir? You may need to see a chiropractor.
Chiropractor
in person. You mean to see one in person? If you're really hot, you can come to Schenectady. And the Law and Law brothers are working over.
I just say we don't have any light bulbs in the house. It'll be very dark here in the office.
It'll have to be
meditative.
You know, I'm very modest.
Oh, Law. Listen, Law, what are we going to do about our artistic, as far as our podcast is concerned, our artistic endeavors? Are you, I mean, I'm a bit in a rut again. You got $300 dry cleaning fees, and I have been writing these little flash fiction things, sending them into magazines in between grading thousands of papers, and I've been getting tons of rejections, not even a bite here or there, and sometimes they don't respond.
I wouldn't worry about the rejections. It's more important that you're doing it. After you send it out in the world, it's not your problem either.
Well, what about
like
you?
Or
what
don't.
Are you doing? Cheer me up.
Cheer you up.
Although I'm very excited about becoming a counselor, maybe a veterinarian next.
I'm very excited about helping street girls dribble. What the hell did we do? Why do we always do this?
I don't know.
We get ourselves in such jams. All right. So we definitely need guidance.
We do.
We need some kind of guidance. But I don't like to take guidance. I don't like to take advice. But
guidance is a virgin.
So cheer you up, Law. Well,
what are you doing artistically, Law, besides coaching street girls?
I am
going
to use my improv experience to coach with the girls.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And I figured they don't know anything about basketball. As long as there's no monitor, something that does, I can make sure they have a fun time And that's all that matters. When we throw the ball around, if I know some basic stuff, I'll be using my improv experience and they'll be having a good time and I'll get my $100.
Oh.
But I don't know what else to do. I can't, every time I'm in a show, I can't pay them for my costumes.
La, I just had a brilliant idea.
Yes.
You could have, like, you could do it as improv, like, have the girls assume, you know, other personalities while they're playing. Tell them, all right, you're going to be, you know, the really angry one. You're going to be the passive one. You're going to be the smart one. You're going to be the, you're going to be the shy one or something like that. And take the
You have to bring the shy one out of her shell because it's all about teamwork.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can do that shit.
Oh my God, that's going to be, wow, that's brill. Totally brill.
Well,
and
that's what I mean. Like, I, yes.
That's all for our episode, folks.
Yeah, stay tuned for next week.
God, when we're on our way to the jailhouse.
Will everything catch up to us one day, La? We haven't been caught yet, and we're really big targets.
We are targets, but let's not think about it, because you know what they say. If you don't think about it, it won't happen. If you liked our show, and even if you didn't, which judging from your hundreds of emails would be the majority of you, please subscribe and leave reviews.
And write to us at halfalivepodcast@gmail.com. We do love your letters, good or bad. halfalivepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, that's true.
Should we say that four more times and get it wrong like we did last time? How did we get it wrong last time? It must have been you.
I guess we were both so dithered by our nervousness. But
let's put that last episode behind us forever.
Let's try, La. And go on to our career in counseling.
Okay.
All right. Bye, La.
Bye, La.